This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Robert can't sleep. Ellen has anxiety, and Mark has chronic hip pain. They've all tried and failed traditional medicines, sleeping pills, anti-anxiety, and pain medicines. So they all use marijuana. They don't abuse it, they just use it to feel better. It seems that at least the same was true for a dozen White House staff who were let go because of past marijuana use. This, despite 36 states that have legalized medical marijuana use and 16 which allow for recreational use. Federal laws still fly in the face of current medical evidence and list cannabis or marijuana as a Schedule I drug, meaning it is deemed to have no medical value and high potential for abuse. Delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, is the chemical responsible for the effects of cannabis. The drug has been used for centuries, but we know shockingly little about it because of a long ban on research. There are certainly short and long-term harmful effects, just like there are with other drugs and with alcohol, and of course with cigarettes. Cannabis can impair our ability to operate vehicles or dangerous equipment. The problem is that testing for THC is crude. There are no equivalent of breathalyzers that test for immediate impairment. With cannabis, byproducts can remain in the blood for up to 30 days, long after the effects of the drug have worn off. This makes drug testing by employers useless. They can only test for the drug's use in the past 30 days, not for impairment at work. And cannabis is not what it was in the past. Genetic developments have led to more powerful strains, synthetic products are now available, and there are new potent delivery systems. There remain concerns about addiction, and some of this depends on the difference in meaning between physical addiction and dependency. There certainly are people, particularly teens, who find it difficult to stop using THC. Others choose THC over family or over work and continue to use THC even when it's causing serious problems in their lives. There are millions of THC users, and many are in their 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, many with advanced education, and THC use is increasing. Perhaps pandemic-related stress and anxiety have pushed people to turn to chemicals to relax. We are also seeing increases in the sale of both alcohol and the sales of antidepressants. THC is effective for a variety of conditions like nausea and vomiting and insomnia and chronic pain and some types of muscle spasms, but it clearly has side effects like lightheadedness, confusion, poor equilibrium, and perhaps dependence. But just like any other medicine, people need to weigh the risks and the benefits, and they need to start with the lowest dose possible. They should obtain medicines from reliable sources that sell only safe products. Normally, I'd say talk to your healthcare professional. The problem is that many know little about THC, and at least in my medical school, we are still not providing students with evidence-based balanced data. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.